Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Health Authority released its weekly report yesterday amid another 1,244 cases of the coronavirus. The weekly report says the state is still seeing week-over-week increases in COVID-19 cases, with 9,100 cases last week, a 5% increase over the previous week. Florence cases are also still on the rise, with another case being reported yesterday, bringing the total in the Florence area to 46. Dr. Willie Foster, the director of the emergency department at Peace Harbor Hospital, says one of the reasons for the rise in COVID-19 cases is people are just not taking the virus seriously.
A lot of the spread is from people who are often asymptomatic. So, you know, the idea that, well, I'm quarantined because I have symptoms, and now that I'm over and my symptoms are gone, or I never had symptoms, I don't need to follow all these directions, is not true.
Yesterday in Lane County, there were another 88 cases reported, with the infectious numbers rising to 339, a jump of more than 100, the most at any one time in the county since the beginning of the pandemic. The number of hospitalizations in Lane County has also more than doubled, with 45 people currently in the hospital, with 10 of those in the intensive care unit. The OHA warns that not practicing the guidelines set forth by the agency will likely lead to a greater outbreak of the virus. Lane County is listed with 24 other counties for extreme risk in spreading the coronavirus. Governor Kate Brown rolled out the new risk level guidance chart today as the two-week freeze ends across the state. Rather than looking at the counties through a phased framework, counties' individual numbers will determine what activities and business practices will be allowed. Retail businesses will only be allowed 50% occupancy, and faith-based institutions, which includes funeral homes and cemeteries, are only allowed a 25%, and churches will have to limit services to an hour. Where possible, the chart also recommends that offices close to the public and requires remotely working from home when appropriate. Restaurants will be allowed to provide outdoor seating as long as specific guidelines are followed. Social gatherings not recommended, and it's requested that if you do have them, limit them to 2 households and 6 people. Douglas County to the south of Florence is also in the extreme risk category. Lincoln to the north is listed as high risk. With the holidays upon us, many are concerned about the amount and types of foods that will be circulating. Christmas time is generally a time of sweet treats and heavily caloric food to be available. This year, with the stresses of the coronavirus and many people's shut-in status, health officials say that the potential for unhealthy eating is greater. Cecilia Jacobson is a registered dietitian with Peace Health Riverbend and says one way to counter the anxiety and stress of the season is to take 10.
So you may feel a lot of stress and pressure to be everything to everyone, but remember, you're only one person. Life is busy enough with work, home, online schools, and now the added responsibility of the holiday season.
Jacobson says self-care is not something that should suffer during these times. She says just 10 minutes a day to sit quietly without distraction can do a lot to creating good health during a stressful time. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 3rd, 2020.